This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media. John Davis is now here at Wrist Pulse in Chicago, Illinois, to take a look at the weather forecast. Much to talk about in the United States, but we'd better check in on the Argentina crop first. Tell me about it, please.
The same old story. They have been dry. They remain dry through month's end into early April. So the same basic situation continues with, you know, the crops being stressed across Argentina.
Here in the United States, it's been cold and wet. Will it remain that way?
It will. And so we're going to have a respite here this week. So we're going to have kind of 3 or 4 days where we're quite a bit warmer. And that's really from now through the end of the week. But that's kind of a head fake, you know, at this time of year in March. And as soon as we get into the holiday weekend, we go cold again. And that cold looks like it's going to remain in place through the first couple of weeks of April. So as we go into the first half of April, it's cold. It's wet. We're not done with the snows across the northern Midwest. The northern plains gets into a lot more snow. So this is not a pattern that is conducive for fieldwork preparation and any kind of early planting.
In the northwestern Corn Belt, there are early spring crops, barley and wheat, that they'd like to put in. They'll need to do that soon. What are the chances?
Well, there's a lot of snow. So they have a record amount of snow up across Minnesota, the Dakotas, and Montana. And it looks like they'll be getting more snow over the next week or 10 days as a couple of systems go through. That, along with the fact that you're going to be unseasonably cold up across those areas, there's going to be areas of the northern plains that have lows in the single digits over the upcoming holiday weekend and on into next week. So they are very cold and quite active.
How soon do you think here in the Midwest farmers would be able to go? Anytime, I suppose, in the next 2 weeks?
Well, certainly for the first 2 weeks of April, it does not look good. It's way too wet. It's way too cold. There's too much snow in the northern areas. Now, so that puts a lot of emphasis on getting a break in the wetness and seeing temperatures warm, which would raise soil temperatures, in the back half of April. So the way that we think about it is April in thirds. First third and middle third, we don't see any break. The next real opportunity would be that final third of April, the final 10 days, you know, to get some warmer conditions in, to get some breaks in the action and be able to dry fields out. But at least for the early to middle portion of April, we do not see a good pattern at all for fieldwork operations.
Further to the south, Arkansas, Louisiana, parts of Tennessee, that Delta region, they should be planting at this point, though I think they've been awfully wet.
They have been wet. They're going to get even wetter over the next couple of weeks, and certainly the potential for flooding across those areas is a real concern as we go into the first couple of weeks of April. So they're not as cool as the Midwest, but they have heavy rain potential across that region. One of the reasons behind that is that water temperatures in the Gulf of Mexico are extremely high levels. So a lot of that moisture in the Gulf of Mexico is being, through evaporation, is being dragged up into the Delta and the southern Midwest.
Thanks so much. We'll talk with you folks again next Monday.
Oh, my pleasure, Todd.
That is John Davis. He is with Wrist Pulse out of Chicago. Joins us on this closing market report for a Monday afternoon. You have a good day. I'm Todd Gleason.